It was Simeon.
Arthur opened the door.
Mr. Crane?
The man's voice was low and hoarse, with a Slavic accent that Arthur couldn't quite place, maybe Czech.
Yes,
Arthur said, stepping aside. You should come inside quickly now. It might not be safe. He quickly followed Simeon inside and closed the door behind him, locking the deadbolt. Let's go to my study. Simeon followed him and stepped to Arthur's desk, staring around the room. His gaze settled upon the marked-up page showing the raising of Lazarus. He motioned to that sheet.
So, I see you already know of the bloody origins of the Sanguinists.
I've heard fantastical rumors, Arthur said. Dark stories, monsters, and creatures of the night.
None of it to be believed, of course.
I suspect the stories are there to scare people away from the truth.
Show me what you already know.
Arthur handed him a folder of the manuscript he was working on, with notes scribbled to indicate where documents and pictures should be inserted. The man riffled through the pages swiftly, too fast to truly read it.
You have passed this along to no one?
Not yet. Simeon met his eyes for the first time. His eyes were brown and fringed by thick lashes, handsome eyes. But what struck Arthur most about them was that they did not blink. The hair rose on his arms, and he took a step backward from the man, suddenly realizing the prickling danger he had sensed earlier had come from this man.
You are close to the truth,
Simeon said, no longer hiding the menace in his presence, looming taller.
Closer than you know. Too close for our comfort.
Arthur took another step back.
The Sanguinists defy us at every step, but that must be kept secret.
Simeon stepped after him.
Our darkness cannot thrive in the light.
The buzz of a motorcycle on the street distracted Arthur. He glanced toward the sound, and Simeon was upon him. Arthur crashed painfully to the floor. Simeon pinned him there.
You want the truth? Here it is.
The man's lips split to reveal sharpened teeth impossibly long. Arthur redoubled his struggles, but he knew he was at his end. Then a crash of shattered wood and glass arose from his bedroom. He pictured his window exploding, but he was on the third story. Simeon turned as a dark shadow flew into the room, tackling the monster off Arthur, gasping. Arthur.